That's right, A-Town. This is Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm, right here on Streets 94.5. Who do we have on the line this morning?
This is Angela.
Hey, good morning, Angela. How you doing?
Well, I'm looking for this guy named Chris. I mean, he and I thought we had a vibe. You know, I've been looking out to hear from him and just nothing. I have no idea what's going on.
Okay. So he just went cold turkey on you, basically.
I mean, basically, we went from talking every day for a month straight to just no replies on my text, no answer call, going straight to voicemail, just being a real buster about the situation.
Okay. And how many dates did you go on within this month?
Well, we went on one date.
Just one? How'd y'all meet?
Through some mutual friends. They thought that we would, you know, be good together, and they hooked us up and, you know, gave us each other's phone numbers.
Oh, so it was like a little blind date kind of thing.
Right. But like I said, we had a vibe.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. What's his name again?
Chris.
We're going to get Chris on the line, and, you know, we're going to try to get to the bottom of this and find out what's going on. Don't say nothing, okay? And we're going to, you know, like I said, we're going to try to figure it out for you.
Okay, that's cool. I'm going to be cool.
She's zoned out.
All right.
See? She is expecting too much too soon. She calling us like, I need this, I need that. You only been with the man for a month.
But if they were talking all this time, why he not answering now? When they finally met him.
A month.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Chris, please?
This is Chris.
Chris, I don't mean to take up too much of your time, but I was wondering if I could get a few moments to speak with you.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Who's this?
Hey, man, this is Young Jock, Mo Quick and Shouter from the Streets Morning Takeover right here on Streets 94.5.
Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What'd I win?
Good. Well,
yeah.
D-nuts.
Nah, man, watch out. Actually, we got a segment on the show, Chris, called Second Date Update, man. A young lady called us up in regards to you, and she just basically said, hey, look, man, I've been trying to reach out to Chris. We've been rocking for about a month now, and he stopped answering the phone. You familiar with a young lady by the name of Angie?
Yeah, you talking about Angie with the feet?
With the who?
With the what?
With the feet.
With the feet? What, she got some big old feet?
Yeah, so we was talking for about, you know what I'm saying, a month, FaceTime, met her through a friend or whatever. You know what I'm saying? She was real attractive. So we went out on a date, you know what I'm saying? We already talked about, you know, getting down and dirty. So she let me know, you know what I'm saying, she was with the foot fetish, you know, she like her toes up. So we get down to the date, you know, everything going good. We get back to her crib, it's about to go down. She take her shoes off, and like she got mountain on her toes.
Now she got like
oversized corns on her toes.
Okay.
It looked like she had a condition. She said, you know, she clearly she was stern on the fact that, you know, she like her man to suck on her toes. I ain't necessarily against it. You know, I ain't for it or against it. But, you know, I'm open to it. And I just can't get down like that with her toes looking like that.
So let me put this in layman's terms. The only way that she'll be with someone is if they suck on her toes and you're not willing to do so.
Yes.
Man, could you please describe these toes? I want to hear another description.
Okay, so her toes plus a milk her toes. On top of the toes.
Okay, wait. Don't be so mean. Now, we didn't tell you this part.
Yeah, but we got Angel on the phone. Angel on the phone, bro.
Twinkle toes.
Don't do that.
Hold on. I know this Mark Buster did not say it looked like I got a mountain on my toes. Let me tell y'all, he told me that he was going to put peanut butter on my kneecap and lick me down to the sole of my feet. And
what?
That's what I was expecting.
What?
So he is a real Mark Buster for that.
Mark?
What, are you from the 80s?
Okay, so he's a Mark Buster. He apparently says you have corny toes. I would like for you all to try to move past this little thing. You guys are really hung up on this.
She said Mark Buster.
She says, so Chris... Even though she thinks that you are quite the Mark Buster, how come you didn't just say, hey, Angela, maybe I can't get down with these corny toes?
I mean, you know, well, the goal is never to hurt anybody's feelings. So, you know, I just kept it moving.
And then he left me with a check in the restaurant. So at the end of the day, he owed me my money, too.
Ooh, what chat? What? Now you ain't tell us this part, Angela. What happened?
He left you. Wait. He left you in a restaurant.
I paid the check in a restaurant. When we got back to my house, it was supposed to go down. Was supposed to get down and dirty, and he was supposed to cash out me my money for the food.
He plays you, baby. So this is Chris, right?
Oh, Chris, maybe you are a Mark Buster.
Okay, so Chris, bro, what's going on, man? Like you can't be, you know, people getting time for that now. Dine and dash, Chris.
Yeah, ain't what you mean? Ain't dime and dash? We went back to the crib.
She said, you ain't sent her money, well, so you left.
What happened to the Cash App, Chris?
She had to pay me for trauma.
Chris.
Chris, you playing hard.
Oh,
okay.
Chris.
So I got to just go on this.
Mark Buster Chris.
You got three names. All right, so Chris, let me ask you a question, man. Is there any way possible that y'all could possibly, you can get her Cash App or her bread and y'all could be friends again and possibly go out?
Or we can get a construction company to come fix them toes if they're as worse as you say they is.
Yeah, if she work on her feet, then we can work something out.
Are your toes that far gone, Angela?
Ain't nothing wrong with my feet. Plenty of people done suck these toes. That's what I always told you what I expect first date. Toes suck.
Boy, you so good, Angela. I feel that. Hey, so look, he's just saying if you can work on them,
hell no.
Y'all can get back together. At least you could possibly get your money back from dinner. Is it a go?
That's a big waste of time and money.
Ooh, well, that is. We ain't got to go no further. A-Town, that is Second Date Update. They will not be getting hooked up with this $50 gift card from 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE Law Firm. So y'all going to call us up. Let's talk about this, man, because I done been on some first dates. And I wasn't.
And if anybody got a toe fetish out that want to lick some busted toes, please call us up. We'll hook you up with Andy.
443-520-945. A-Town, let's talk about this Second Date Update. Keep it locked, Streets 94.5.